Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated August 9, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tekel and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, hi everybody, how are you going? Hope you're having a wonderful week. And look, the game is developing. It is continuing to grow and improve. All sorts of little things happening in each successive release. And this release, we have the mannequins to play with. And I know that a number of people have bought them already. I've got myself one. And yeah, looks quite nice. I have it sitting down there in my little home and dressed it up. Yeah, it looks pretty good. So all sorts of creative and new things are happening week by week. And yeah, the game is, I think, going places for sure. Looking through the news this week, it looks to be a shorter news release. Not a lot of mind-blowingly things happening on the news front. So I might have to try and ramble a bit. Oh no, everybody cried. But look, we'll see what we can do. This week for me, I've been a little bit more grinding, a little bit more going out and killing everything I can find. Had some mixed success. I went back to Tartarus and went down to the second level, down to where all the zombies and Captain Jack Darkfeather live. He's a nasty character, that Captain Jack. And I know one or two people have managed to get a lovely pirate hat from him as a drop. And it's good because it has an eternal pattern in it. And if you salvage the hat, then you get the pattern. And then if you can craft yourself a really, really cool helm with lots of stats on it, you could put the pattern on it and walk around with what looks like a simple pirate hat, but actually is a very effective helm. So I thought, yeah, I'd like that. That's nice. So I went down there and had a go. I do have to say that success was somewhat mixed. It did take me everything I had and everything I could muster. Now, I had already been to the blessing site in Norgard Fens, so that gave me an extra 30 dexterity. I also went and did the quest from Tenebris Harbour. Went and found some troll toenails and got an extra 20, I think, combat dodge avoidance. So I was pretty well stacked there. All the potions I could find and use, and running and shooting and avoiding as much as possible. I managed to kill that wretch three times, which is amazing. He killed me twice, so you know, not an overwhelming success. And then one of these lovely metal slimes came along and finished me off, so I died three times. So yeah, okay, not an outstanding success yet, but at least I got there, I got something, and I didn't get a hat. The nasty person didn't drop one for me. It's probably a 2% or a 5% chance of getting that drop. So, yeah, if I keep on killing him, I might get one this time next year. But that was fun, and I have been pursuing the goal of getting some skills up to a fairly high level. Even with the Obsidian Potion of Guidance, in all honesty, when you activate something like the Shield of Air, you see that little green bar on the icon on your screen. Ooh, yeah, that moved like 2 millimeters. Fantastic. And you think, oh, is it ever going to get there? Now, half of me said that, look, if I get my XP pool up to really high levels, then you know, it will be taking bigger and bigger chunks each time, so the bar's going to move faster. The other half of me said that, yes, but by the time I get there, I'll be up to really high levels anyway, like 130 or better, and it's going to demand more XP for every chunk, so it's not going to make any difference. And yes, the other half of me was right. It's really not going to make any difference. It's still creeping along by a couple of millimeters at a time. Never mind, I will get there one day. And hey, the journey is fun. The destination is way off in the distance somewhere, but the journey is still fun. And that's what it's all about, I think. Having fun in the journey and enjoying what you do in the game. All right. This week we have another update. It's number 344. We've got a housing and mannequins live stream and a whole lot of other news. Okay, first item, as mentioned, the live stream today, well, which has already been and gone, of course, as you know, they do them on a Friday afternoon, which is perfect for a lot of people. Not quite so perfect for people who are still at work, so you have to catch it later. Perfect if you live in the right time zone, or manage to get some time off, or if you live in the totally wrong time zone, like me, you're fast asleep at the time. But it's on YouTube, and you can catch up with it, so that's the good bit. But this community live stream this week, it was about, well, as I said, mannequins and housing. Travis Kaleski, a.k.a. List Rostov, and Keith Quinn, or Sanio, were going to show off the new mannequins and some basis of how the housing system works. And if there was time, they were going to show some examples of how the players have used the housing system to do some truly creative things. There is marvellous talent in the community, and people have put on some amazing constructions, and it actually boggles my mind sometimes to just walk around and see the level of imagination and artistry and creative talent that there is in the community. And of course they mention again the rewards program, which is happening all the time now. And just to recap and to refresh, and anybody who does not know about it yet, the rewards program is something they initiated a few releases ago. It's designed as a support mechanism for the game. Bearing in mind, this game is crowdfunded. And they've moved to a rather interesting business model. They've made the game free to play, which means they get absolutely no revenue for new players coming in. You might think that's a bit crazy, but maybe it was a necessary step to entice more people along, to get more interest and more action into the game. Of course, what they now have is the cash shop, as is common, I believe, with many games and many MMOs. Yes, it's free to play. Yes, you don't have to buy anything, but the attraction is there. And if you want to dress up your character or your digital life with a bit of pixel crack and make it more interesting and make it more fun, well, you just visit the shop and spend a bit of money that way. Okay, that gets them some revenue. I have no idea how much revenue it's getting them, but I hope it's considerable. Because let's face it, they have to eat. And this game has to keep going. Now, another mechanism which they introduced recently is this rewards program. And they're encouraging everybody, or as many people as possible, to enroll in it. It's a wonderful idea. I recommend it to everybody. What it involves is visiting the web store. There's a little item called the rewards program. You can effectively purchase it. It's a subscription and it's $9 a month. And what is $9 a month after all? It's virtually nothing. Okay. So for $9 a month as a regular subscription, you will be supporting the game. And they also give you rewards. And the rewards are nothing to sneeze at. It's really good. Simply by doing this, you get 900 gold crowns of the obsidians every month. You get exclusive monthly reward items, about 3 items every month. And you get an exclusive title every 3 months. You can, you know, put that title above your name as you run around the land. You can pick a dye pack every 6 months. You can pick 3 obsidian potions every month, and those obsidian potions are great. Okay, and what they have mentioned is that for this month, the reward items are Lord British based, Lord British themed. So if you are a part of the rewards program, and if you log into the game this month, you will be given for free a Lord British round shield, a Lord British leather helm, and a Lord British silver serpent spear. So there you go. That's what you get for being part of the rewards program. So basically, everybody should do it. Alright. Now, the next item, we have Crown Shop updates. Every week, pretty much, they're putting new items into the Crown Shop. As I was just mentioning, this is sort of more stuff that you can spend your crowns on if you want to. And you can earn crowns, you can get crowns in a number of ways. You can go out and kill mobs. Some of them actually drop crowns. And you can pick them up that way. You can work in the game. You can, as I said, you can kill mobs or you can harvest materials. You can go out and chop trees, kill animals, skin them, whatever, sell them to other players. And you will, by that means, accumulate in-game gold. So you've got a nice stash of in-game gold. This is the currency that's being used in the game. Right. There are always players who have crowns who are willing to sell them for in-game gold. And so if you've got a stash of gold, then you can buy crowns with it. And you can use those crowns to go to the crown store and buy stuff you like. You don't even have to part with real money, which is a good thing. It can truly be said that this game is not pay-to-play. It sort of can be if you want it to be, but it doesn't really give you a lot more power, a lot more ability, doesn't really help you to conquer mobs more easily. Money won't get you there. Money will help you have a more enjoyable environment. Like I said, you got more pixel crack around your house. You've decorated your house up really nicely. That's fine. If you've got real money and you want to spend it on buying things, fantastic. But you can live life in this game perfectly happily without spending a cent. So, there you are. Every week or so, they put new items in the Crown Shop as a temptation. A lot of us... or should I say the fairer sex, have trouble walking past windows and not going inside and buying things. That is the stereotype, isn't it? So, ladies, hold on to your purses. There's new stuff in the shop. Right, what have we got this week? Well, we've got guards and combat mannequins. There are over 25 new guard and combat-themed mannequins. They are now available to better display your weapons. So, yeah, not only the mannequins they already had, they have a whole bunch of extra ones. There's even specialty poses for one-handed weapons, two-handed weapons, ranged weapons, and more. So if you have a sword and you want to display it on your mannequin, well, get a mannequin which is posed aggressively in that stance. Or a bow, yes, there is a mannequin with that kind of pose. Fantastic. Okay, even more to spend your crowns on. There is a ornate Viking crossbow, which is perfect for taking out enemies at range in true Viking style. Look, it looks lovely. I haven't gone to a crossbow. I don't know why. I've been a longbow man ever since my earliest days, and I find that works. I believe crossbows might have a slight advantage, but I don't know much about them. All I can say is, yes, it does look nice. And if you're a crossbow aficionado, this might be one to truly get. And, of course, there's the vault. Well, as we know, a lot of the stuff that came out in the past, some things that were reward items, some things that were decorative, they were available for a while, and then they've sort of disappeared. They've been locked away, ostensibly never to return. But they do return, and every fortnight they bring a few items out, half a dozen or so. They're in the vault. If you want them, they're available. Yes, they are at a bit of a premium price because they sort of were reward items initially, but they're available. So grab them before they go. They will be available. This lot will be available until August the 15th, which is basically this coming Thursday. So, yeah, rush in before they're gone. And we are talking about a spyglass, the Admiral's outfits, if you'd like to be a lady or a gentleman Admiral and really look the part, the Admiral's hat, a brindle greyhound, and an anchor decoration for your house, just the thing for an up-and-coming neighbourhood. Everybody should have an anchor sitting by their front door. A rowboat and a longboat decoration, and a tower village home. So there you go, that's what's in the vault this week. Grab it before it's gone if it interests you. That little tower home looks quite attractive. I mean, okay, it looks as if the individual towers have been bolted onto the side a bit, and I hope they don't fall off, but it's unique, let's say. And yeah, it would be fun to live in. I don't think it'd have very much storage room, to be honest. But look, you've got a nice looking entry, a couple of levels by the look of it, a bit of a walkway around the top so you can get a sneak peek at your visitors from the balcony. Well, you've got, what, three balconies there? Yeah, amazing. Okay, nice place. It's there in the vault this week. Next item, Lord British's Birthday Make a Difference and Episode 2 Stretch Goal Stores have a 50% price drop still. This has been running through July. Obviously, it's been running through August as well. And they were celebrating Lord British's birthday on the 4th of July, as we know. So, yeah, it was obviously successful, so they've kept it running. Every item in these categories has been dropped by 50%. So check out the stores for all of these items. Now, in case anybody is not aware, the game, apart from being a wonderful game in its own right, it does support a number of charities. And there are special items in certain categories. If you purchase any of these items from these stores, a good proportion, I think about 50% of the purchase price, will go to that charity. It helps a lot of causes, worthwhile causes, and people in need. So give it serious consideration. It is well worth it. As examples here, we have the Nature Charity, looking after the environment, you could buy a little reaper pet to walk around after you, which looks just like a miniature reaper, except that it won't kill you. So that's awesome. It probably won't be a very effective guard dog because it won't kill your visitors, but it's very attractive anyway, and it will help the environment. There is the Safe Water and Sanitation Charity, helping to provide fresh water to millions of people who don't have access to it. And let's face it, that's a very basic and fundamental human need. The Breast Cancer Charity, remember Shooter Jennings contributed in a big way to that. If you purchase any of these themed items, you will be looking after a very, very, very worthwhile cause. We all know how devastating breast cancer is and can be, so think about that. The Autism Awareness Charity, that is also a really grueling condition for the sufferers and their families, so there are a number of things you can purchase there. Movember, concerned with men's health, a number of items you can purchase there. And there are children and family charities. So have a look in the store under the Make a Difference section. And if you'd like to purchase any of those things, go for it. You'll be doing a good thing. Okay, now the August login reward. This is an interesting one. Anybody who logs into the game during the month of August will get a reward. And you'll see it in your inventory, in your rewards box, in that little chest. It's a little sack called Login Rewards August, I think. And you open it up, and there are, five fire potions. Very nice. And I tried one out just for fun. And what seems to happen is you look as if you're surrounded by flames. So, yes, you're in a ring of fire almost. Flames licking all around you. You do take about 5 points of damage every few seconds, whatever. Okay, that's the bad news. The good news is it gives you 25 fire resistance. So, if you were going forth to battle a dragon, that wouldn't be enough. You'd have to have a lot of other stuff, like warding gems on your armor and a elemental resistance potion. But that might just put you over the top, and you might be able to stare down a dragon and say, "Yeah, you can blow flames at me as much as you like, mate. I really don't care." I haven't tried it with a dragon yet, and I must do it. I have tried it with a ghost. There's a forsaken ghost in the ruins of Ravensmoor. The silly thing has about 35,000 hit points, so it's a super boss. Very, very difficult to kill. Luckily, the only offensive weapon it has seems to be a death ray. And I went down there, had a go at it, and I had on a full set of death-resistant armor, necromancy ward gems and jewels everywhere. So my death-repelling, death-resistance score, whatever, was about 90 or better. And we just stood there looking at each other, and I was able to do him damage, not much, but I was firing arrows at him frantically, and it took a good 20 minutes, I think, to wear him down and kill him, because he does regenerate. So, yeah, he could not do a single point of damage to me, and it took me a really, really long time to wear him down. So, okay, maybe this little fire potion might help somebody who, it's just tip them over the edge when you're fighting one of these nasty dragons. Okay, Now, yes, the rewards program, well, we've mentioned that, and they have pictures here of the rewards that you get this month. A Lord British leather helm, nice, and a silver serpent spear, and a round shield. They do look quite attractive. Mind you, they won't have very fancy stats on them, but with luck, you might be able to enchant and masterwork them. Don't lawyer me on that. We'll see. Okay, next item, Lord Vial Episode 2 Bundles. We have mentioned that quite extensively lately. Just a quick reminder, Episode 2 is coming up. If you want to be a big-time supporter and investor in the game and be amply rewarded for it, this is your opportunity. There will only be 24 of these bundles ever sold, so they are pretty rare. They will always be rare, and their status is amazing. You will get a Lord of the Isle Place Anywhere castle lot deed. This is not a city or a keep deed. This is a castle deed. It's humongous. It's tax-free forever in a player-owned town, or tax-free for a year anywhere else. And you can put it on water. You get a title, Lord or Lady of the Isle. You get a unique home. Well, that's the castle that they showed us, and that's humongous. Don't know how you'd ever be able to furnish it, but it'll keep you busy for a long, long time. There will be many, 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 many rooms in it, and you could host the most fabulous parties. It would be amazing. Okay, plus any other house, basement, wall set, dungeon room, lots of crowns, bank slots, prosperity tools, unique in-game items, early access to Episode 2, a Episode 1 box and map signed by the team. You get a one-on-one video conference with Chris for an hour about design discussion, a real genuine silver ring crafted personally by Lord British, so you can wear that around to impress all your friends. You get an in-game version of that ring, a tour of Lord British's place, and fine dinner and drinks with the team, either in New York or Austin, but you do have to get yourself there. And starting at $6,995, it's probably not for everyone. But if you've come into some money lately and you really want to support this game, then this would be for you. Okay, further live streams. As is always, they put all of their live streams up on YouTube. The first one they've highlighted is the live stream from last week, all about new adventure areas. And so catch up with that if you wish to. And as you're all aware, Chris and others live stream just about every day. And we have one, two more that are highlighted there in the newsletter here. There's a short stream and a Q&A stream. So he's answering questions. This is the place to go. If you have time, if you have the time to sit down and watch live streams and find out about what's happening in the game, they are very informative. They're interesting. And you find out a lot of the stuff that's happening. And as I always remind you, if you subscribe to their YouTube channel, which is a simple mouse click away, that's all you have to do, you will get an email reminding you every time they post up a new video. So you never miss anything. That's fantastic. So go do it. All right. Next item is the upcoming events calendar. Yeah, not a lot of news. Not a lot new that's happening. There's the dance party coming up. Releases all the way through to 76 they've scheduled in March next year. If you're looking to go to a convention or a get-together, we have Dragon Con August 29 to September 2. You should have already made your bookings by now, because it is getting closer. I hope a few of us are planning to attend, and poor suckers like me who live on the other side of the world who don't have a hope in hell, be interested in hearing your experiences. And I hope anybody who goes there has a great time. Similarly, for the SOTA International Convention, October 10 to 13. Love to experience vicariously all the fun and enjoyment through pictures and stories and stuff like that. So if you can get there, get there. It'll be fun. Next item is the merits item, which we do talk about every week, but just to remind you, it is a wonderful little app. Put it on your smartphone. It picks up the number of steps you do every day. Just walk around. That's all you have to do. It generates points automatically, and they're free, which is awesome. You use those points to buy obsidian potions, of course. You can buy one every 3 days, and that's how I keep my stocks up. And also, they run a sweepstakes. Every month, they put something new up. Now, this month, it is a Shogun City Water home worth 15,000 crowns. You do have to have a city lot, a water lot, no less, to park it on. But if you do happen to own one, or even if you can flog it off to somebody, it would be an awesome thing to win. You can enter the sweepstakes every day. 2,500 points to enter, and remember, you got them for free just by walking around, so basically it costs you nothing to enter. At the end of the month, somebody is going to walk away with this fabulous prize, and why should it not be you? So get onto it. Right, the community event, the biggest and brightest one coming up, is the Release 68 Dance Party. And this is with DJ Darkstar, who's live on Avatars Radio. It is on Saturday, August the 17th, at 2 p.m. New Britannian time. The location is at Rift's End on the Isle of Chaos. You will get there by proceeding to Side Dock 4. Now, just a quick instruction on how to get there. Remember, Rift's End is an island north of Brittany. Wander up the road, roughly following the coast, weaves in and out a little bit, and cross a bridge over a river. You get to Northwood, and that's pretty much as far as you can go. You see a little boat there. That is the way to get to Rift's End. Okay, so you take the boat, get to Rift's End, you're sitting on the dock, walk up the dock, you'll see a signpost. Click on the signpost, you are presented with a number of destinations, and the one to choose is Side Dock 4. That basically transports you to the other side of this main island. Okay, it just saves you from walking over, that's all. So you are transported to this other side of the island, where you will see another smaller dock with a little boat moored there, and in the distance, not a great distance, a pretty short distance, you see another small island. That's where you want to go. So you click on that little boat, you're transported to this little island. This is the Island of Chaos. You will see directly in front of you a large ship, dry docked. It's on the land with a inflatable balloon dirigible on top of it. That is Darkstar's Queen of Chaos ship. That's where the party will be held. Don't go to the boat that's moored nearby on the dock. That's my place. I don't mind the occasional guest, that's fine, as long as you behave, as long as you don't mess up, but the party will actually be on Darkstar's ship, and that's where basically all the fun and adventure will be happening. So, put it in your diaries, Saturday, August 17, 2 p.m. And it's a stress test as much as anything else. It's an excuse to get together, have fun, party, dance, carry on, and see how many avatars they can cram into the one instance. So please get there if you can. It will be awesome. Okay, finally, resources, players helping players. As we remind people every week, but of course there's new players coming in every week, so they might not be aware of it all. So just to let everybody know, in the forum itself, there's a little subsection called the New Player Welcome Forum. If you're new, go there, introduce yourself. You'll find players who will welcome you, who will say, hi, welcome here, add my name to your friends list, and they will answer any questions that you have. This game does have a bit of a steep learning curve. It's different to a lot of other games, and a number of people have been discouraged and walked away because it's different. My personal experience and the experience of a lot of people, if you stick with it, if you take the time and trouble to learn how it operates and to get comfortable with how it works, you will be hooked and you will love it. It is such a deep, intense and engrossing game that it will occupy a lot of your time and attention, and you will end up being a total convert. So go there with any questions, and there will be lots of people to support and help you. There's a player created resources forum. They've got a lot of stuff. They've got everything you need. They've got a written guide, a video walkthrough, a wiki, and there is a community resources page as well for basically everything you would need. Okay, I think that's about the news for the week. As I said, a little bit shorter this week, but things are just cruising along nicely. We haven't had any major disasters in the game, which is always good. I hope everything's going well with you, both on this side of the rift and the other side. So, real life, yeah, that, you know, it has to be looked after. Look after your family, look after your loved ones, look after yourself, and make sure things are going well. And hope you have lots of fun in the game and doing basically everything you want to do. Okay, the wonderful background music for this podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Tickle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius, signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.